The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.
I'd like to start with something fun, and for this we turn to Reddit, where the subject of whether UFOs have landed is just a big heated debate. I mean, some of the questions are like, why don't UFOs land anymore? I love some of the responses. Has technology and camera phones scared away our visitors from stopping off on our land? Is that right? I mean, then we also have somebody else, plenty of videos of them flying, but nothing of them crashing. Has anyone have any footage of them actually walking around the planet? A few of my favorite answers, no wonder aliens don't want to land. God forbid they end up in a TikTok video. Or how about this one? Have you seen the cost of fuel lately here on Earth? Neptune is just a third of the cost. I know. But I always think it's interesting. Whenever there's a UFO in the sky, you know, and two people see it, the conversation must go something like this. Like person one says, hey, I see a UFO up there in the sky. Take a picture, take a video right now. Person number two says, wait, I have to get like the worst camcorder and the worst camera that I have in my possession so that this way I can do it. I mean, all the pictures are always so grainy. What's up with that? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we pass along week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. Yes, you can do that. I'm, of course, Kim Komando. It's the nation's largest show, the most trusted source. And, of course, you can find us in over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're always streaming in your favorite radio app. Or you can find us streaming 24/7 with a whole bunch of archives, 3 months, as a matter of fact. So if you feel like you missed something, you can go back and listen again or watch again over at GetKim.com. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question, you can always drop it to me on our website. Head over to Komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about futures. What's happening in consumer tech in the future? And the future is near with iOS 16 for all you Apple fans coming later this year. The new iOS has some brand new features. Now, let's talk about that for just a second. For starters, the lock screen has been completely updated. So you can actually change the color, the front of the clock, the calendar. And so when your phone is locked, you're going to have widgets. So you'll be able to see your calendar, your activity rings, your reminders, good things like that. But this is kind of fun. You can set a photo gallery that can be cycled between during the day so you can see photos when your phone is locked instead of just like that dark screen. Also on your home screen, there's going to be live activities. So you can see without having to open your phone, love this, how far the Instacart or DoorDash or Uber is from your house, the current scores of a game, good things like that. Moving on to iMessages, and this is getting a lot of heat online, whether or not it's truly a good idea. So you send a message to somebody. Now with iOS 16, you can go back and edit it. Is that such a good idea? I mean, I think we've all known that if you make a typo, you just put that asterisk and then whatever word it was, and then the person will figure it out. Well, now you'll be able to edit messages after they've been sent, but you will be able to mark a thread as unread, which is really handy. Apple Wallet is increasing, so it's not just going to be your credit cards and maybe your driver's license, depending on how much state you live in. But if you check into a hotel, it's that now the hotel room key is going to be inside your wallet, too. And Apple is now getting into the buy now, pay later, so that within the wallet, you can pay for items in 4 equal payments. Little safety tip, folks, is that if you can't afford it, you probably shouldn't buy it. It's kind of like putting that stuff on layaway. You remember how that used to work. The interest rates are so high. And finally, they're a little late to the game with Apple Maps, but you can have multi-stop routing. Google's had that for a while. Is that where you can go set up a couple of spots where you need to go during the day, and then it will give you the best route to get there. And CarPlay is getting a major, major overhaul. Thank goodness for that. All right. Speaking of Apple, number two on our list, watch for a new watch this fall. Is that a phone on your wrist or is that a watch? It's going to look like a phone. They're getting bigger and bigger. The new Apple Watch is going to be set to be released later this year, the Apple Watch 8. Rumor has it is that the screen is almost 2 inches diagonal and has a resolution of 410 by 502. How does this compare? Well, it's about 7% more real estate than the current Apple Series 7. Some other features that it's going to have. So if you are in the market for an Apple Watch, you might want to wait. It's going to have a more shatter-resistant screen. Of course, better battery, thank goodness. It's going to be made from metal stronger than aluminum. And the big deal is that everybody's talking about it's going to detect whether or not you have a fever. So this way, if you're getting sick, you'll know before you actually get sick. And it's going to do a better job if you're a hiker or swimmer. You know, and I got this question the other day in my email. You know, person wanted to know if they could actually wear their Apple Watch in the shower. You can. But no soaps, shampoos, conditioners, lotions, or perfumes, because that will negatively affect the water seals and they say the acoustic membranes. And definitely no pictures of you in the shower with your watch, because that could cause selfie steam issues. Selfie steam issues. I crack myself up. All right, number three, connect to a satellite with your wrist. What? Well, one of the biggest rumors that we've been talking about since before the Apple 13 was released, the iPhone 13, is that it would have satellite connectivity. And so this way that if you're in an area that doesn't have good cell phone coverage, you'd still be able to make a call to emergency or at least find your Uber. Well, the iPhone is about ready to get it, as well as the Apple Watch, maybe satellite connectivity. That's right. It's not a feature that you're going to use every day in your watch or your phone. And it's not better for calls or for internet. It's really there in just of an emergency situation when you're outside typical cellular coverage areas. So you'd still be able to make a call. We already have this technology in Garmin, as well as that Spot satellite that I recommend when you go hiking. Instead of going hiking alone, you carry that Spot with you. So you can hit a button and then somebody can find you if you get lost or you get hurt or something like that. It's not too difficult from a hardware standpoint to add connectivity to the iPhone. But I don't know how they're going to make it small enough to fit inside that Apple Watch. We'll see what they come up with. And when asked if satellite radio would be included, they scoffed and they said, oh, you can't be serious. All right. Number four, speaking of watches, don't buy a brand new Galaxy Watch either right now, because Samsung is coming out with two new watches. That's right, two. First up is the Galaxy Watch 5 Pro, which is replacing the Galaxy Watch 4 Classic. Rumor mill is that that rotating physical bezel's gone. It only comes in one size, 45 millimeter. They still have the standard Galaxy Watch 5 physical buttons to the push to the right of the screen, but it's going to have LTE connectivity, GPS, and 5 ATM of water resistance. They might be saying that, what exactly is 5 ATM of water resistance? I'm so glad that you asked. It means that the whole watch is going to keep working at a depth of 164 feet up to 10 minutes at a time. Think about that, 164 feet. I don't know if any of you guys and gals scuba dive, but you know, once you get below like 50, 60, 70 feet, it gets really, really dark. And that's why anytime I scuba, I kind of hang out in like, you know, 35 to 50 or 60 feet under the water. 164 feet, that's pretty well down there. That is for 10 minutes. This August is Samsung's annual summer Unpacked event. So we're also going to have some new Galaxy Pro earbuds, as well as, they say, a bunch of their flip and fold devices, their foldable devices, which, you know, for some reason, they really just haven't taken off, have they? So if you're looking, so bottom line here is that if you're looking to buy anything Apple, don't do it now between, say, this summer and probably September, October. And if you are in the Samsung camp, make sure you don't buy anything between now and August. All right, finally, last on our list at number five, 2 billion users and still going strong. Okay, let me ask you a question. What app has 2 billion users? What app has 2 billion users? Anybody? Anybody? What app? That's right. WhatsApp. We're not answering the question again. WhatsApp has 2 billion users. And here are some other fun facts. You know, these numbers are just astounding when you think about it. I mean, not only does it have 2 billion users, I mean, I can't even imagine 2 billion people. Couldn't even imagine. But every single day, there are over 100 billion messages exchanged. Every single day, 100 billion. What a force this is. They say 22% of folks are on iOS, 73% on Android. Last year, I wasn't on this list. I feel so left out. Last year, there were 600 million downloads of WhatsApp app, say that 10 times, making it the most downloaded app right under Facebook. So I looked all this up because when I read about this new feature that they're putting into WhatsApp, I was like, what's up with that? They're finally putting out an update pretty soon in privacy settings that will let you decide who can see you when you're using the app. It's called the My Contacts Accept setting, lets you control who can see when you last checked the app. The problem was that it gave contacts a way to find out if you've seen their message, even if you turned off read receipts. So that's 2 billion people that are getting this privacy feature that I just would have guessed like would have been in there to begin with. My niece the other day asked me, you know, Kim, how did you manage life without Instagram, without Snapchat, without Twitter, without WhatsApp, without TikTok? Told her, hey, when I was young, we used to just keep all our useless information to ourselves. That's all. All right, coming up, we have how you can say what happens to your Google account. I know it's not a happy thought when you pass. We have a really great tip about how your email's being tracked. And I want to pass along the secret that advertisers don't want you to know. And we're going to give some tips on how you can get a complete stranger to actually read and respond to your email. And then later on, a Google Maps secret AR setting. And of course, we have all your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just want to pass along a quick tip about our free Komando guides. If you're not getting them, go get them right now while you're thinking about it. Head over to komando.com/free guides. And if you're on Windows, get the Windows guide. And if you're on Mac, get the Mac guide, of course. And it's a limited time offer, so we're going to start selling them over on Amazon. But I want to give you guys and gals a shot to get it for free. So head over to komando.com/free guides. You're going to learn at least a handful of great things. We have a list of free safe downloads in there for Windows and Mac as well. And again, they're absolutely free. Just head over to komando.com/free guide. Let's see. How about we start with Victoria in Prescott, Arizona? Hello there, Victoria.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. What's going on in Prescott?
Not much, but it's cooler up here.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question. Okay. So Prescott is spelled P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T. Now,
correct.
Is it Prescott or is it Prescott?
Depending on where you're from. I guess if it's California, it's Prescott. If you're from Arizona, it's Prescott.
Yes, Prescott. It's like biscuit, but you know, because I always feel like, am I pronouncing it right? So anyway, so how can I help you out?
Thank you. I'm extremely frustrated with Apple and Verizon. I had to be told, as a lot of us elderly people do, I had to be told by my niece that the iPhone 6 and 6S is going to go belly up by the end of the year. So I did some research. I was trying to find out if that was true or not. And I thought, why not go to the expert, Kim Komando?
I can Google it, but why bother? I'll just call Kim. I'm glad that you did.
Okay. I did.
Oh, it's okay.
Apple.
It's
her.
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time, Victoria. I mean, if I don't, that means I don't like you. You know, it's one of those things.
All right. So,
what is the oldest pair of shoes in your closet right now, Victoria?
Oh, dear. Probably 10 years old.
Okay. Pretty darn close to that Apple 6S that you got. It was released on September 25th, 2015. And Apple says they stopped supporting older phones because it just can't handle the new iOS. Okay. The 6 is gone. And the 6S is going to be gone this year. And again, because the phone's internal components can't handle or run the iOS effectively anymore. It's just too old. So you're going to have to go get a new phone. But don't buy a phone right now, okay? Because in September, we have brand new iPhones coming out. 4, as a matter of fact. And so when the new iPhones come out, guess what happens to the old ones? They get on sale, right? We like that. So, yeah. You know, so in September, when the new phones come out and everybody's spending $1,200, $1,500, me included, because I have to do that because I'm the digital goddess, you know, whatever, is that you're probably a good solid choice at that point would be like an iPhone 12. And, you know, I mean, if you don't necessarily need all the latest and greatest, then the iPhone 12 would be more than fine for you. It has beautiful cameras. You get the Pro, it's bigger, and it's got 3 extra cameras. That's totally up to you how you use it. Or if you just want to up the ante and just go for it, Victoria, you can do it. Just get the new iPhone 14. So, yeah, I'm sorry. 6 is going away. Thank you for your... Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up you don't want to miss. All right, coming up in just a few moments, your email's being tracked, and I'm going to pass along the secret that advertisers do not want you to know. And before we get to all of that and more of your fantastic phone calls, joining us here is our amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. And Ali, you're super excited for Prime Day? Yes?
You know it. I've got my cart ready. No, there's...
Me neither. I know.
For me, personally, there's not a lot I'm shopping for this year. And I know we talked about this. You feel the same, huh?
Yeah. Well, it just feels like a big marketing ploy by Amazon. I mean, you know,
you don't
it's like,
say, Kim.
I know it's like, you know, like Black Friday, that turned into like, bleh. You know, Cyber Monday, blah.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we all sit here and say, okay, well, what are we going to buy for Christmas? And then we go to Amazon or birthdays or whatever it is. I mean, but are there truly some sales on Amazon? Because I know you did all the research.
There are. I have got some good stuff for you. Things you should do, should buy, shouldn't do, shouldn't buy. Because, yeah, there are some deals that are to be had. There are some things you definitely should not buy right now. You should wait till a different time of year. And I'll help you kind of parse through, okay, what's a good deal? What's a good discount? What's a good bonus? And what's not? Of course, we're talking about Prime Day. Really should be Prime Days, but I guess that doesn't have the same ring to it. This year, it is July 12th and 13th. You have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber. If you don't have a membership, a little tip for you, you can get 30 days of a free trial. So you don't even have to pay for it. You can cancel before it's up. So good way to get in on the sale if you don't already have that. And we are going to have a link to that over on commando.com where you can sign up for a free trial. Plus, I'll list all this stuff there for you just in case. You know, you don't remember every single tip I give.
What?
Okay.
Come on. I mean, a woman emailed us like this past week said, okay, so Allie was on talking about lash extenders and recalls. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I loved that. That was weeks ago. I was talking about, class action lawsuits. And she said, I bought this stuff. It didn't work. What do I do? I sent her the link. Just go here. And she had a really sweet reply that, you know, you do so much for us. Thanks so much
that
for the
nice.
Service.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was.
I can't believe this. This is the 7th Amazon Prime Day. It's been around since 2015. We've all been giving Jeff Bezos our money for way too many Julys in a row. So I've got 7 tips for the seven years.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Number one,
shop the in-house brands. Far and away, the best deals on Amazon Prime Day are going to be Amazon's own products. If you've been waiting to get a new Kindle, an Echo, a Ring doorbell, whatever it is, now is the time to do it. If you want to update anything that's out of date, maybe you have one of those very old Echoes that I've warned you can be hacked. If you still have a generation one Echo, time to replace that. They actually get down to about 50% off Amazon's own
wow.
product. So that's as good as Black Friday deals. So best you're going to see for a while here. Number 2, don't buy obsolete tech or tech from brands that you've never heard of before. I know a deal is nice. You find a TV, huge TV, a couple $100, or you find a laptop on a really good deal. Well, it's not such a great deal if the TV is a brand that you've literally never heard of before, or if the computer has an old processor in it and everything is outdated, right?
Or if it's a Chromebook that's going to be expiring in 6 months.
Exactly. So you don't want to spend money on something because you think, wow, what a great deal, but you're actually wasting money because you're going to need to replace it sooner than you would a better model anyway. Number 3, make sure that you're actually getting a deal. So this is one of those age-old online shopping tricks, right? The price steadily goes up and up and up so that later it goes on sale and you think, oh my gosh, 70% off, 80% yes. off, 90% off. Well, it's only that cheap because they made the price so much higher to begin with. It's kind of hard to know, just looking at the page, did this happen? One thing that's really handy, you mentioned this earlier, Kim, is Camel, Camel, Camel. You can see price history.
It's the stupidest name in the entire world.
They just want to make us all say Camel, Camel, Camel.
God.
Yeah. But that is a really nice way to see, okay, how has this changed over time? Did it look like they gouged it right before Prime Day?
Exactly.
And that can be your little sign as a consumer. No, I'm going to stay away. I'm not going to buy that. All right, number four, check the grocery sales. Amazon has pretty decent prices on groceries, pantry items, cleaning supplies, all that kind of stuff. And that goes on sale for Prime Day too. So check that, look for cleaning supplies, pet supplies. That's kind of my sale rule of thumb. If I'm going to buy it anyway, why not buy it now and save a little bit of money? So
yes,
definitely one to look at. Number five, shop around. Yes, it's Amazon Prime Day, but all the other retailers
jump on board too.
Yes. I thought it was really interesting. This year, Walmart says they are not going to do their own competitor sale because the prices are already so low. They don't need to.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of like when I was, and my first job out of college was, I worked for IBM.
Uh-huh.
And I went to IBM sales training. And so we go through this whole thing and, you know, now you have to like sit down and they do role playing. I mean, it's like, this was like a big deal.
Right.
And so I was supposed to be like in front of like some CEOs and stuff. And they were really just the trainers that worked for IBM. And I'll never forget this because I was trying to sell like an IBM mini computer to them. And so I was going through the whole thing about how like IBM was this, this, and this. And then one of the sales trainers guys, he says, well, you know, what about the Sperry computer? And I said, well, you know, the Sperry computer doesn't have this, this, this. And then he stopped me. He goes, no, you don't ever say that. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, you work for IBM, Kim Commando. And I said, yeah. And he said, the right answer is, you want to buy that? Then you should, but it's not IBM.
I love that. Just don't even entertain the possibility.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, why would you even, why are you even making me go low like that? I'm not even going to do that. So it's like, so Walmart's doing the same thing. Like, forget
that. We're not going to play your games.
No.
So no Walmart sales, but there are big sales through Wednesday at Target, Macy's, Best Buy, all the big retailers. So shop around. You might actually find a better deal on what you want than on Amazon. Okay, number six, we have two more. Get some free money to spend. Okay, you can earn $20. $20 in Prime Day.
I did it.
Did you?
Did
good
it.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did it.
All you have to do is upload one photo to Amazon Prime Photos. And if you have a Prime subscription, comes free with your account. So all you have to do is upload one photo. You do have to turn on auto sync, but you can turn that off.
I uploaded a picture of an Amazon Prime box.
That is perfect.
It's like, okay, here's a photo I'm never going to miss in my entire life.
There you go. That's perfect. So upload one photo, you get $20. There's another promo they've got going. You can earn $10, but this is like jumping through every hoop. You have to make a Prime eligible purchase over $10. You have to stream a show on Prime Video. You have to listen to a song on Prime Music, and you have borrow an ebook through Prime Reading. To me, that one's not worth the effort. Upload one photo and you'll get $20.
I'll tell you, I'm getting annoyed at Amazon Music.
Are you?
I really am. Because on the Echo, I'll say, you know, play this song, like Elton John, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard, that song's phenomenal. So and it's like, and then Alexa comes out and says, well, you know, for $14.99, you can get the Amazon Prime membership and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I just want the song.
Stop telling me what else I should buy.
Yeah. So then, and Barry's like, oh, yeah, we ought to get that. I'm like, no. Okay.
Barry's the perfect customer.
And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And then she gets done with her, and I go, Alexa, stop. And then she stops. So then I say again, Alexa, play. And then the song plays.
Well, there you go.
There has to be some workaround.
I believe there's a setting where you can turn off those little buying suggestions.
All right.
Maybe that'll be one of my future tips, how to stop Alexa being so annoying, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And finally, number seven, skip all the stuff that's going to be cheaper later. Now, go on Amazon anytime in the next few days, and they will have you believe everything is the cheapest it will ever be, ever, ever, ever. Not true. This is not the time of year to buy a mattress, bedding, furniture, video games, game consoles, or laptops. You're going to want to wait on that stuff. Games are much cheaper around Black Friday. All that home stuff is cheapest around Labor Day. and laptop sales, those are the very end of July into August for back to school time. So wait on that stuff if you need it.
All right. So these are some good prime tips. And then on Commando, do we have like a list of stuff that you should buy with some good
Absolutely.
Like deals
yes.
and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we're going to round up all the best deals, stuff that you didn't know you needed, stuff that's on just the very best deal. So we'll have that on the site. Just go to commando.com. At the top, you're going to click on shopping and you'll see all of our shopping lists there.
Okay. So I will tell you, Allie, that because you are a content queen, that highlighted these little metal clips that have magnets.
Yes.
Okay, I bought them.
Do you love them?
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
They were like, I mean, it's just like this, this stupid little thing that
you mean the you little like, silicone ties. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
They're like cord ties, great. But they're silicone. They have magnets in the ends. You can use them for anything. You can use them for cords. You can use them to wrap up, you know, snack bags or.
Oh no, they're great. Yeah. They're great. It's like, I'm like obsessed with these. I'm putting them on everything, like on chip bags. And I'm like, and Barry's like, where did they come from? I'm like, I know. They came to like 25. We are using all 25 right now.
I love that. So you know the content works if you're buying it.
Exactly. So if you need to buy like these little ties, just hit commando.com, hit the shopping tab, and then you'll find the ones that Allie and I are talking about. Allie, great job as always. And hit commando.com for all those links that Allie talked about. And let's see, before we get to our great tip about your email being tracked, let's go ahead and let's go to the phones with Judy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, Judy.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You betcha. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I just have a question. I was just curious with the way technology is today and how you can Google search and find information about anyone. I wanted to know if there's a way to find information or pictures on a loved one that has blocked you from like all social media. And when you try to Google search them, you just can't find much.
Yeah, because they've blocked you out, right?
I mean, it's a loved one that just, yeah, her husband went crazy. And so I just want to know if she's okay.
Oh,
I can't.
That's a really hard position to be in. I mean, really,
yeah,
think about that.
It is.
I mean, because you just want to know if she's all right. One thing that you can do is you can fire up a new Facebook account, Instagram account. And if things are not locked down, then you might be able to get in. You might have to also use something like ExpressVPN as a VPN to mask your IP address. Because sometimes that can be blocked as well. And so have you ever used a VPN?
No.
Okay. So what happens is when you're on a VPN, your IP address is tied to, it might be, maybe tied to the account that has been blocked. Okay.
Okay.
And so when you use a VPN, we use ExpressVPN, when you sign, you hit connect to the VPN and then a list of servers come up. So instead of being in Atlanta on your IP address, is that you can say, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Prague, I'm in Dublin, I'm in Ireland, you know, wherever you want to go, okay? And so sometimes that's a way to get around blocks that may be set up, okay? So you can do a different email address, you can set up a different Facebook account, Instagram account, whatever it may be. I'm sure you've contacted family members and friends who may have... He may not be blocked.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that you might want to do is you set up a web page and just work with me for just a second on this. You're going to set up a web page and it's really easy to do like at Wix or at Squarespace or something like that. And you're going to call the web page. Who is this person? You said it's your sister?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to put up there, let's just say her name is Jane Doe, okay? So you're going to say looking for a Jane Doe, okay? And so the whole idea is that when she Googles herself, because people do that, you know that.
Right, yeah.
When she Googles herself, your page will pop up.
Huh.
And then you put a contact me form on there using a CAPTCHA, of course, so you don't get scammed and everything else like that. And then in the form, you have to ask, you have to say in the message, tell me something about your sister that only she would know. Like, I mean, like I could say, like with my sister, is that because she was older than me, is that whenever I didn't finish my dinner, is that she would eat it for me. Okay, so that this way I could leave the table. Okay, that's something that now the whole world knows, but before only my sister and I were aware of that little fun fact, right?
Yeah, so, okay.
So you have to put something in there that would only allow that to be identified by you and to her. And then you ask her to reach out to you and tell her, you know, you can make it so it's not divulging a lot of privacy, but just that I want to hear from you to make sure you're okay. That's all.
Interesting.
And so you got a couple of ways to do that. So here's what I'm doing. I want you to let me know if any of these things work out for you. Okay.
Okay.
And you know, we can always take it to the next level where we go to a computer forensics person. And if that's something that you want to do, I put you on hold. You know, I can put you in touch with somebody who could get around anything because this is what these guys and gals do. But if you just want to try that, that's one way to get started. All right, still to come this hour, we've got a great tip about how your email may be tracked here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, how do you know if your email's being tracked? There's something called pixel tracking. And most email have these little trackers in it. The number of times that you open an email, the operating system, the time that you open the email, IP address can give you an idea of your location, the type of device that you use to open up the email. So what you can do is turn off those pixel trackers. And if you're looking exactly how to do that, look no further than the homepage. That's over at komando.com. All right, if you're visiting a new city and you don't want to get lost, you probably know you can get walking directions using Google Maps. But there is something so much better. The better is walking maps using augmented reality. It's actually been a feature in Google Maps since 2019, but so many people don't even know about it. Here's how it works. You hold your phone up and you can see arrows, directions, and distance markers placed right on top of your world so you spend less time figuring out which way you should be headed. It's kind of like Pokemon Go, but instead of seeing Pikachu on the street ahead of you, you see turn right at the street ahead. So here's how to use it. You open up the Google Maps app on your phone and you just put in your destination. You tap directions like you normally would. Then you tap on walking icon and finally live view. Okay. That's the secret sauce. That's what I want you to pay attention to. You want live view. And let me tell you, it's so useful when you get out of a movie theater, you exit a transit station, and you're like, which way do we go? And you actually put it in maps, and you're like, I still don't know if I'm going the right way. So just go ahead and hit live view. And don't forget, 24/7, you can find me over on our website. That's komando.com with a K, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.